Hello everyone, I am Lavesh Shekhar and welcome to That's My Show, the podcast. Today on the show, we have someone who made an attempt to make a remote, almost unknown village of Madhya Pradesh into a hub of textile tourism. During this journey of some 10 years, she has worn many hats: an educationist, a reporter, an e-commerce entrepreneur. A novel branding concept where each product has a human story behind it. The cluster is the brainchild of a young woman who worked tirelessly and intelligently to ensure livelihoods to hundreds of viewers in the cluster. I welcome on the show Mrs. Seema Mishra. Welcome, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Lavesh. All right. Thank you, Lavesh. Thank you.
So today, since we are in conversation with Seema Mishra, we would be talking about her journey, her challenges, hurdles, success, motivation, inspiration, everything that had made her what is today. So starting with the very first question, that you are a postgraduate in pharmacy and then you are also a ministry certified soft skills trainer as well. You were born and brought up in Mumbai, and that is when the tables took turn. After that, the journey started. Would you like to tell the audience how the journey went on?
Lavesh, this is like, it's like a roller coaster ride for me. I was like born and brought up in Mumbai, and then I was married and we settled in Dubai, I and my husband. And then there we realized that finally we both were not made for this hustle bustle life of a metro or a city. We both had that deep connection that, you know, we both wanted to give quality time to each other and to the upcoming family, because we didn't have kids when we were in Dubai, right? So we wanted to have a, you know, life where we could give quality time to our children, to our family. And I had seen my sisters in Mumbai, like how difficult it was for them, you know, to leave their child in a creche in the morning because they were working and then coming back right in the evening at 7 p.m. And then, so I was like very clear with this thought, I don't want to do this with my children, okay? So what I did is, what we both sat down, we wrote down points, we made a chart of like how, what, how, you know, all that XYZ. So finally we decided, okay, we'll settle in a small village in Madhya Pradesh, because my husband is basically from Madhya Pradesh. So not exactly in a city, in a town called Dhamnod. Here we settled in 2011. And then the journey started. Like, you know, it was very tough initially, because this was, see, when you return from Dubai, you have a habit of being in continuous like air conditioned atmosphere, and here it was like no electricity till 12 at night, and then you wait, you on the AC, and then you sleep. It was so tough. Initially 6 months I thought that it was a wrong decision. I used to cry. I mean, everything happened in that period. But today when I look back, I feel like I am really proud of myself and the support of my husband, that yes, it was a good decision. So basically, having a pharmacy background, being from Mumbai, and today having a name in handloom, having a national award by the Minister of MSME, Nitin Gadkari ji, in textiles as an enterprising woman of the year, and then, you know, nowhere pharmacy, it's all textiles, and from Mumbai, Dubai to Dhamnod, which is like a very small town, like the population is hardly 25,000. So this is a roller coaster ride, as I initially said when I started. But then yes, I have to tell you that this has given a beautiful turn to my life, and it is taking me ahead. I mean, just listening to my heart. So I believe you have to listen to your heart, and then you have to definitely have, you have some compromises to be made, right? We did have that, because settling in a town was really tough, but we did it. I was working in a college, and then I was working as a training placement officer. Gradually I came across a training, because you rightly mentioned that I'm a ministry certified trainer. So I used to train industrialists, students, teachers on pan-India basis. Likewise, I got a training offer from PhD Chamber Bhopal to train weavers. I never knew that I was so close to Maheshwar, you know, and weavers from Maheshwar met me there, like 300 kilometers from my place there in Bhopal. And then they caught hold of me. Madam, you have to train us. You have to help us grow our business and all that. Because the training was on e-commerce. So that is how I got in touch with the weavers. And then I started my own brand in the name of Maheshwari Creations. Gradually, for me, business was fine. But more important was I was happy that I am going to give quality time to my children. Even those 4 hours which I was going to college, I'll not go now, because now I'll have my own business, will manage from home. And handloom was always like a second thought on my mind. If it was not pharmacy, it would have been handloom. And God luckily gave me this chance. So I took it up, went ahead, and Maheshwari Creations grew well. It was recognized on state level, national level. People started recognizing me as a handloom icon and, you know, brand, as a brand. Delivering quality, delivering trust. So gradually it grew. And let me also mention, I am a first generation entrepreneur. So I every time learn from my mistakes. I am not from a family where, you know, there's business family. My father hails from a railways background and my father-in-law hails from a police department. So it is more about government background, nowhere business was there. So I kept learning and gradually came up now with my own cluster, which is called Kasravat Art Cluster. And it has got 407 weavers registered with it. It is a central ministry project and it has got 250 plus women onboarded on our cluster list. That's all. I hope I have done my this. I have sufficed the question that you asked to Lavish.
So I want to ask you this one thing, is now seeing back to the journey, do you find something or the other, or somewhere or the other, this everything was just destined for you, like going to Dubai with your husband after being married and then finding yourself into a place where you find yourself unfit with the kind of hustle life that the foreign countries have, and then returning back where your husband equally potentially supported you to do whatever you wanted. You came back into a town where there was no electricity after the facilities that you have seen in Dubai, and then coming here and getting on board with a different roller coaster ride, where from a very different background, as you said, you had no business background,
right?
Everyone was into government, and now being a business entrepreneur and women entrepreneur, do you think everything was just destined for you and it went upon like you choosing the right opportunities?
Lavish, to be very honest, right from my childhood, somehow I was a different child. So I never believed in destiny. So this is something, it's a very controversial topic. I totally believe that everything that we do in life is our own hard work. It's our choice, okay? So sometimes definitely when you feel very upset or low, you start feeling, oh, this is destiny and I'm here, you know. But sometimes when you're being recognized by a minister in Delhi, then I realize, wow, this was my good choice, you know. So this change will happen in everyone's life. But I would really say that this was not destined. I just kept on picking up all the opportunities that came my way. And I started utilizing them for the better. And one thing is true, I was always very genuine. Like, let me give you a small example. When I started this business of handloom, I could have kept it as Seema's collection, Seema Mishra collection or whatever. But I made it Maheshwari Creations because I was very honest that this is not my, handloom is not my, home production. It is, you know, it's called Dharohar in Hindi, you call. So this is a heritage of Maheshwar. Ahilyabai Holkar has, you know, given birth to this handloom sarees, and it was years back when she did it.
Yes.
She was the first warrior, women warrior, who led the women army. So I had that feeling, how can I simply go and take her credit on my name? No. So I named it Maheshwari Creations. So this is one thing. If you are genuine in your work, in your business, life will give you real good opportunities. And trust me, this happened with me. I have been genuine at every step. I was never greedy with my buyers. I was like, okay, fine. We have to deliver quality. So my percentage in business was also very, very marginal. So that, what, you know what happened? My customers would go and tell more 10 people, oh, if you want good quality, you want real good stuff, you want timely dispatches, you please contact this lady. She is very professional. She is from Mumbai and she is very professional. So I believe when you are genuine and when you're smart enough to pick up all the opportunities coming your way, I think you really get success. And most important thing here is, see, as a M-Farm gold medalist, when my parents came to know I'm going to start this handloom business and I got my first German-based organization ka exhibition in Hyderabad, my parents were like very angry. Ab saadiyan bechegi? This was their, you know, first thought. They were like, ye ladki pagal ho gayi hai. Pehle to Dubai se Dhamnod aa gayi aur ab saadi bechna hai. But now they keep proudly telling everyone, see, she's being recognized here, there, she's having a cluster. I mean, what I want to say by this is, don't feel shy. Even if it's some small work which comes on your way, you never know, that could be your trademark, it could be your status symbol, a brand, like I got it today, you know.
And it's so true that many times, you know, not many people know or not many people are on the same page that we are. And as you said that your parents went crazy when you came here, and then after that you wanted to go into this textile industry. It's so true. But also, as you said that you don't believe, or it is a rather quite subjective topic when it comes to destiny. Yes, it is, because we just see the success. What people see is just the peak point of anyone. But the thing is, people don't really see what opportunities he or she has picked up. Or many a times I also believe that opportunities may not knock the door every time. You have to make opportunities for yourself, like you did when you say, when you saw a certain woman in that town who were good viewers, and that is when everything chemical thing started into your mind.
Perfect.
So getting to the next question,
yeah,
that is, as I said, that there are so many times when you need something after which you get that inspiration of doing such things. So what is your inspiration, or what was that one moment that inspired you to be what you are today?
Lavish, in my life, it was always like, you know, when something negative has happened, something very positive has come up. Only because I looked at the other side of the coin. I said, oh, I cannot get drowned. I have to get up and move in life, right? So there's one more example which I've never shared, and this is like a first platform where I'm going to share it. So it was when I was 26 years old, I got engaged to a guy. My parents, because in India, you know, parents will start pestering you for getting married when you're 24, 25 or so. So I was working in MET College, Bandra, and I got engaged to a doctor. And after a month of engagement, I got to know that he was suffering from leukemia, that is blood cancer.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah. So I was like, without even talking to my parents, I went, I met him. I said, no, I want to meet you. I want to have lunch together. And today I'm going to meet you. I met him. I gave him the ring. I said, see, this is all that I've come to know. And I've checked thoroughly everything. And this is, why did you hide this from me? Being a doctor, you shouldn't have done this. And I'm not interested in getting married because you lied upon me. So, I mean, I was very clear with that. But when I went back, so everything settled down. My parents were also okay, that okay, fine, everything. But when I went back to teach in that college where I had distributed sweets to all the teachers and they had started teasing me when I used to get a call, you know, all those things in my staff room, it was very difficult for me to again get back to normal. And I was one of the good teachers there. So I was like, no, this is going to affect my career. So what I thought, okay, let me go ahead and pursue master's degree. So I went to NMIMS, I spoke to God sir, who was the dean at that time, and I told him everything very clearly. This is all what has happened, and so I want to pursue master's. Because as a professor, I had been to his college as an external, right? So he knew me as a teacher. So he gave me a wonderful opportunity. He's like, okay, you go ahead. And I pursued my master's. There I met my husband, Sunil Mishra. He had come from Indore to pursue masters. So I was a Tiwari, he was a Mishra. Things just clicked and he proposed. And I was like, you have to talk to my parents. Because I was already not into that mode. I was totally into a different mode. I wanted to grow up in life. And it was the right time as well. I was 28. So my parents were like, yeah, it's a good time. It's a good family, everything. And everything clicked. Mm-hmm. So that gave me a lesson in life that when something bad happens to you, if you sit with that, you're not going to grow up or not going to come out of that situation. Yeah. But if you think positively and change your route, as simple as that, just change your route and then there's greenery everywhere. And that happened with me. So that's one inspiration, like you are asking for an inspiration point, right? So that's one thing which inspired me, because this was a live example. Right. We talk about other people, we read in books, but I always try to find examples in my own life. So this was one. Second one was, I get inspired with my son Garv, my elder son. Yes. He is so practical, he is so matured, my God. He's got a best student award in class 2. Which is like, I never got that. Okay.
And he is a podcaster, by the way, let me mention. Yeah.
He is also, yes, he's also a podcaster. And within 2 days, he got 100 plus votes in this award, which is going on now. Na? So,
yes.
Yeah, so he's also one inspiration. So our life own should be an inspiration, and we should do such deeds, I believe.
But I feel now, since it was some of the things that inspired you, but do you think somewhere or the other that people here in India, or maybe it could be the case with foreign countries also, they are not that open to whatever happens to your life? Like, for example, when you are happy in your life, everyone wants to be with you, okay, fine, this and that. But at the very downfall, when you are to your lowest peak, at that time, no one wants to take your hand and just be like, that's okay, nothing is going to be affected. Every time when certain marriages or engagements are broken, it is always taken to be a woman's fault. The fault goes to her account. And everyone from up to down, they try to analyze you that there could be something wrong, this and that, physically, mentally, or her family would be this and that. So don't you think that this has to be changed, or do you see that this is changing somewhere or the other when you down the lane, when you see all of these things?
What you are saying is also right. India will take another 100 years to be a foreign country where people are really so open about everything and they don't blame, you know. India really will take time. In my case, it was like I was on the positive side when this thing happened to me. This is what I'm talking about myself, okay? Because the boy had cancer.
Yes.
So my professors were like very positive about it. Seema dekh tu bach gayi. Very sweetly they were like, you are such a smart girl, you are such a great professor, see, children love you so much, and then see, good na, aise. You know, I had all the support, but for me, internally, I was feeling that no, I have to get out of this and do something better, because I'm not made for this. Right from my childhood, I had that intent that I am not made for small things. I am made for something really big. I don't know why that thing was there in me, but it was there, you know, it was definitely there. So, I would say that things are changing now, definitely. But still, let me again tell you, we are in India and Indian mentality will take time to change. It is still in that, you know, infancy stage of development, yes. I would say.
It's very natal stage, yeah. But do you think this could be like the mindsets that people carry in India? This could be one of the reasons why people fly to over other countries and work there and they want to stay back.
100% Lavish, 100%, 200% I would say.
Yes, because I see many people like blaming those people, you're not contributing to the GDP, you're studied here and going and contributing to their nation, this and that. But somewhere or the other, I am feeling that things where I have come to such situations where I found that the mentalities are not right, the thought processes are just to a very dirty extent. So, yes, it makes me feel, or rather many people would relate, that you just want to get out of that place and stay calm and composed, because that is the last thing you want when you go to the bed, that you want a normal sleep without any distractions, without any different cruel actions to yourself. So this could be a reason why some people just flew away. Alright, so
I have a lot of examples, Lavesh, where I've seen my students going there because, see, I have a student who comes from an IAS family.
Yes.
So he's like, by the way, I also have an online English speaking, English training group. So he's one of those groups, okay? So he was like, madam, he's like such an energetic boy. He's got so much knowledge when he speaks. I sometimes feel as a trainer, I also learn from him, right? So I really love when he's there. And the day he's not there, I feel, why he's not here today? So I'll put him a message and then he'll join in. So let me tell you, he was always so down. So I used to tell him, why are you so... He's like, madam, I'm very broken. I am very much, depressed. I was like, why? Ma'am, I come from an IAS family, and in my family there are 15 IASs. So whenever they all come to my place, there are so many parties in my house. So whenever they come, they look at me as if I'm a criminal because I couldn't crack the IAS. So I want to go abroad and settle there peacefully. So this is a live example just 2 months back. And he's very much in touch with me. He's changed the way he thinks. I have really motivated him to, you know, I gave him my example and then he was like, okay. So when you see live examples, and yes, what you said is very true, 200%. People here in India will never... It will take, it will take another 100 years to change that mindset, you know, to have that generation which will accept the flaws and let them grow, let them bloom with their flaws, you know.
Yes.
People will simply keep pestering their children, and that is one reason children, you know, literally run away from all these issues to foreign countries.
Right.
It's a fact.
Right. But it is also a fact, ma'am, that, you know, as we said, that it would take hundreds of years to for India to change with the mindset. But I see some of the children, like some of my own, you know, group that I have, they kind of instill the same thought process from their parents, from their family, especially some people who come from the political background or have some of the other political essence. That they just want to continue with the kind of thought process that their parents were carrying. So it's again a matter of concern whether we would change or the thought process would change. But anyways, not getting deep into that, coming back to the discussion, getting to your recognitions, showcasing the creations of Kasaravad Art Cluster, KAC that we call it. A lot of recognitions and awards have been won by you, with many prestigious central and state government awards for your work. Textile and related associations have also recognized and commended your work. Ms. Seema Mishra has been awarded as the Enterprising Women of the Year 2021 by Honorable Minister Shri Nitin Gadkari-ji in Delhi. She has also been invited as a speaker in the prestigious National Commission for Women platform to inspire women across India with the journey as a first generation entrepreneur. She has also represented the handloom sector from India at the Indo-Canadian Chamber of Commerce on 31st of July. Also recognized by Z Media at Indore on 11th of December 2015. So looking to all these laurels that you have earned and made it to your account, how does that feel? Do you feel that it was the very correct decision that you took, or the hustle life that you left behind?
I am definitely very much satisfied, very happy that, you know, I took up this decision, because as a woman, you know, however famous you become or whatever post, bigger post you have in life, you know, what is important is that you are giving quality food, 3 meals to your family and on time, and you're giving good sanskar to your children, and you're giving quality time to your children. I'm telling you very honestly, we've seen our mothers doing that to us. This generation is different. So for me, I never wanted to put my children to a creche. So I am very satisfied that being at home, giving quality time, food, everything to my children, my family. If I'm doing all this, then I think I am the luckiest woman on earth, you know. I would just say that.
It is almost lastly your family. who has to profit. It is lastly you who has to be validated that, okay, my family is safe, my family is happy. But do you think that you've been in Dubai now, and though there are so many opportunities there, there are so many opportunities back there were in Dubai and in other foreign countries, but do you think, as you said, that there should be good manners, good etiquettes and good sanskar that should be given by the family to their children? Do you think every of this is lacking somewhere in the foreign countries?
To this I would just say that, see, it depends. I mean, see, down the line sanskar will definitely make you a genuine and good human being, right? So a good human being will be valued everywhere. Then it doesn't matter whether you are in foreign, you are in India. If you're genuine, it matters. You get your value, you get your packages when you are genuine, to be honest, as simple as that. So I believe even if it is a foreign country, I mean, yeah, values have to be there. Yeah, in foreign, the value status symbol is not there. It lacks. It definitely lacks somewhere, because I've seen children of girls' age there being so independent, and that's one plus point also. But as I said, you know, there are two sides to a coin. So it depends on the atmosphere where they live, you know, and they are tuned to it. We are not here to change anything, right? So yeah, so the way we are brought up, we are thinking in that way, and if we go to that place, gradually we get accustomed to their system, and then we go ahead with those sanskars that we already have, and then that gives us growth, as simple as that.
It is again a subjective matter, but also I feel that many times when the aspect called as independency come into play, many children or rather many people I have seen, they get disrespectful, values just don't visit them anymore.
Correct.
And they kind of get into a zone where they think that we are at the top of the world, which they are, no doubt. But the thing is that the values, the roots that you came from, and because of which all of this kind of thing emerged out of you, I personally feel that you should not at all lose them. You should not at all disvalue and disrespect them, because more or less those are the roots by which you are here.
Correct.
And so that is the thing I always keep in mind, that wherever I go in my life or wherever anyone goes into their life, you should not forget your roots where you have been from.
That's true.
Now talking about a journey. Yeah. So talking about the journey that you had, or any other journey that anyone has, there are so many challenges, so many hurdles that he or she has to face, or they have to face altogether. So do you remember any of those hurdles, any of those challenges that shaped you to a very different thing and brought you good into your life and to this journey?
Yes, if I go back, let me tell you, when I came back to Dham North from Dubai, so that was one big challenge, because my family, everyone was like, as I told you, they all thought that we both have gone mad, we've left Dubai and come back to a small place. We had a clear vision that yes, down the line 10 years we have to do something of our own that we have today, but we could see that vision, they could not see that, right? So it was very tough. It was really tough. So what? It was a challenge for us. So we had to prove ourselves. So we kept doing our best. But yes, we didn't let any social elements touch us. Okay. So we were a little strict in that matter. We were very strict. So there were some local social organizations like Rotary Club, Lions Club. They all wanted us to be part of their groups. We could never go and attend their functions and all. We were busy in our work, day, night. Hum logo ko 24 ghante bhi kam padte the. It was like this, you know, with a small child. Girl was born at that time. He was like 6 months when he came back here. So we faced those issues also. People were like, "Arey, ye log to aate nahi hai." I mean, there are so many things. We live in a social environment, and in society, when you are doing something good, people become really upset, And if you are upset, you are sad, you are down, they'll be very happy, because they'll be happy to come and talk to you, because then they would get some spice to add some more spice and speak it out there. But when you are happy, they get so upset. Oh my God, they are doing this and we couldn't do it. So we faced all those things. I mean, these were some struggle points. Acha, when I went to Hyderabad for the first time, my son was 2.5 years old. My husband was like, Seema, it's fine. This is your great opportunity to show your talent. You go ahead. I'll take care of our son. Girl, you please go ahead. So that was also one challenge for a mother to leave a 2.5-year-old child and go and work for 3 days. Who's never left her son for 2 hours also, it becomes really tough. So that was also a challenge. When I am compromising the time of my child, I didn't want it even a second to waste. I wanted to work to my fullest capacity. And I did it. So these are the challenges. These are small things. So in my case, when you listen to me, everything will come back to family, to human values, to my sincerity. And of course, the last point is to the society. Society was definitely one instigating factor in, you know, putting us forward in life. So today, those people in Dhamnod who used to feel that these people couldn't do anything there in foreign countries, so they've come in a small place to settle down. Now those people come with folded hands that, madam, we want to invite you as a chief guest. We want you to do the inauguration of this project. You know, and we want to create a news for you. We want to take your interview and all that. So that change, when I see now, I feel so nice that, oh, these were the people who spoke for me like this. And now see, they want me to be their chief guest. They want their TRP to be raised, because if I go to their event, it's going to be a grand event. So that gives a sense of, satisfaction. But of course, I'm not proud about it. I don't want to, you know, let that pride thing touch me ever, because I've come from ground, and it's only the ground that will help me stand. If I fly, I'll fall down. So as simple as that.
So yes, this was the end of our conversation with Mrs. Seema Mishra, who is the first generation women entrepreneur with no familiar background of being into entrepreneurship, business, and into this cluster. Thank you so much, ma'am. It was indeed a conversation where I can see different phases of a woman's life, right from being a student, then being an employee, then being married to someone, having a child, coming back and working for someone, working for a group of people who always needed that support, and being that torch of light. So thank you so much. I'm always pleased and pleasured to be in conversation with you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That's so nice. I would also like to add one sentence before we close, Lavesh. I would like to say that to people, what seems like an overnight success is actually a success which has spent more than, 100, 200 or maybe 500 nights. It's not a one-night success. It takes a lot to reach there. People can just see the peak, you know. Yeah. Thank you so much, Lavesh. This was really a great conversation. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much, ma'am.
You have been listening to That's My Show, the podcast. You can follow That's My Show on Instagram. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me for another That's My Show conversation. Thank you for listening.